Now, also today, oh God, I thought I'd never see it. The picture of One Direction followers at JFK Airport, and there they are standing there, giving One Direction the one finger. Never thought I'd see it. Has the worm turned? Is this the start of the end? Don't know whether it is, but certainly we've never seen a picture like this before, and it's in the papers. One Direction saw furious American fans giving them the one finger for snubbing them at the airport. Or maybe that's the way they show their appreciation because it's One Direction, but I don't think so. Fans saw red when the band sneaked in the side entrance of the terminal at JFK Airport in New York. Apparently the band were escorted to the security checkpoint, avoiding fans who had waited for hours and hours and hours. So it got us thinking about your big idol, maybe when you were growing up, or maybe a movie star or a football star or whatever, and something happened. I mean, think of Tiger Woods. It is a big one. You could have been a huge Tiger Woods fan for years, and then it all went crazy when Tiger Woods was cut out. God, it doesn't seem that long ago, does it? So when your idol has turned, or when you turn on your idol, something happens. Who was it that for years and years they were just a huge idol of yours, and then suddenly, nah, you've gone and done it now, sunshine. Nah, ain't going to go there no more. Sometimes when you meet them, it's actually surprising that they're such nice people, or sometimes it's a case of, wow, that person is so rude. That's it. I spent hours waiting to meet him or her, and just rude. If you've got an idol that turned, or you turned on an idol, 1850-715-922, or text us when you gave up on your idol, 51552. Why as well? How big were you of a fan of this person, and why? What was that moment that you went, I can't anymore, sorry, it's not going to work? With me, few people I've met, unfortunately a lot of people I've met in the business have been really, really nice. And you got to say, yeah, that was, you know, it was a real privilege meeting them. But there is one or two, there was one particular comedian, I won't go into his name, but we did an interview and I'm a huge fan of this guy, huge fan, sort of still am, but I was really looking forward to the interview. And during the entire interview, thankfully it was pre-recorded, he was washing his dishes. Yeah, he had his phone sort of, you know, you have your phone sort of stuck in your ear and your shoulder, and he was doing his dishes in his flat or apartment. And I said to him, you got to stop that. We can't hear you. What are you doing? I'm doing my dishes. But, you know, we're doing an interview. Yeah, well, this is the only chance I'm going to get to do the dishes today. So you just keep talking and I'll keep doing the dishes. And it wasn't funny or anything. I was a huge fan of this guy. Absolutely. He's made many TV shows as well. And then just for a couple of years, I'm still not over it. It was a case of, why did you go and do that? That was just stupid, ignorant, bad manners. Sorry. That's when I turned on my idol. When did you turn in yours and who was it? Give us a shout. 1850-715-922 or text us at 51552. Hey, Pauline.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
This is disappointing. You haven't turned against Jedward, have you?
Not totally, no. God, we still go around the country to see them. But yeah. I've three young girls who are big Jedward fans.
Right.
And we've always gone to the airport. We met them from when they were flying out, flying in.
Yeah.
And they always spend quite a lot of time with the girls, and the fans love that.
Yeah.
But this year, they've just decided that they don't want to meet anyone in Dublin Airport.
Really?
And it's only in Dublin. When they fly anywhere else, they meet with all the fans as normal.
And like in the last while, when they come into Dublin Airport, do fans still turn up?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
As many as before? I suppose it's gone down a little bit, hasn't it?
Well, it has gone down a lot because the fans know where the VIP area is, but if you turn up there, obviously security send you away, they won't let you stay there. But yes, fans still show up.
But at the height of their popularity when they'd fly back into Dublin, were there hundreds of Jedward fans around?
Not hundreds, no.
Okay.
There would be a good
50.
A good 50 to 60 at good times, yeah.
Okay, and how many now?
Now there'll be about 20, 25.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and do you think have they gone off, the Irish fans, do you think?
We'd love to know. We don't know. When they had concerts this year in Cork and Limerick and Killarney, they saw fans and they spoke to them.
Gosh. Okay, because I mean, they're such affable guys. They really are. I mean, there was only, I think last week I bumped into them down the corridor here. They were going on to, I think, Derek Mooney's show or that. And they're just really genuinely nice guys.
Oh, they're very nice. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm a parent. I don't mind turning up at the airport because I think they're absolutely fantastic. And they're such great role models. And to see the look on my children's faces, like, they're not that young. They range from 10 to 17.
Yeah.
But it's like Christmas morning every time the boys come through arrivals or walk in the door to departures, like, and that's all the fans, like, are just absolutely besotted with them.
This is one. How do you know when they're coming back? I've always worried, you know, like somebody like
the powers of Twitter.
Is it? like, will they tweet? Oh, looking forward to coming back. And will you know which flight they're on?
Yeah. Well, now they used to send sort of sly messages, and people would work it out. But nowadays, somebody would see them at an airport and tweet that they saw them, and yes, you can go online then, look up the flights, that you can estimate the flight they'd be on and turn up at the airport, and they come.
Yeah. This hasn't, as you said, this hasn't turned your daughters against you, Edward, but it's a little niggling point.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, no, I don't think anything could turn them against them.
Right.
But they are very disappointed when they go to venues. Like, we live pretty near the airport when we
so
show up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you could be sitting there for an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
Okay, so that's, well, we'll put it out to the management because they're always around. Why aren't they appearing for their fans at Dublin? And you think it's just Dublin Airport? Other airports, you know, around Europe and that, they're still meeting the fans.
Absolutely, yeah. When they were in and out of England there before going to Australia, and they met fans, and everywhere they're going at the moment on their Australian tour, they're meeting with the fans on the street and at airports and at venues. And the same for their English tour this year. They met fans everywhere they went.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Pauline, thanks for that.
Okay, no problem.
All right, take care of yourself.
Okay.
This is there's a picture in the papers of One Direction fans giving One Direction the one finger because they landed at JFK. There was fans there for hours and hours and hours. Now, it could have been to do with what happened last week in LA Airport where the paparazzi just went crazy with One Direction, but you would still imagine that what they would do is just up the security a bit or maybe push the paparazzi out of the airport. But One Direction came in, went out the special JFK door and into New York, and that was it. The fans never got to see them at all, and they were pretty disappointed. Now, could that make them turn against One Direction? Possibly not the first time, but maybe three strikes and they're out. Is there a particular moment in time when you turned against your idol? My husband Colin was a big fan of Neil Young, liked his songs too, so for his birthday I bought two tickets to see him last summer in the RDS. He spent the evening facing his following guitarist strumming or just making a rackety, hardly sang any of his popular hits, and was generally an asshole. Oh, he faced his guitarist all the time strumming or just making a rackety, hardly sang any of popular hits, was generally an asshole. We have not listened to a CD since then. I hear that Neil Young is the grumpiest of all of them. And you just got to go with it, and that's it. Bob Dylan, somebody else is texting in. Bob Dylan, I wouldn't say Bob Dylan was my idol, but I was a big fan. I went to a concert in The Point a number of years ago. He never once looked towards the audience, and the whole concert felt like a big chore to him. Well, the bit we stayed for, if I remember correctly, we left about halfway through, along with a lot of other disgruntled fans, have completely gone off of them as a result. Colm, I met Brian O'Driscoll in a small shop in Meath 2 years ago, and I was shocked at how easygoing and down-to-earth he was. He chatted away to the shopkeeper and me for a few minutes until Mrs. O'Driscoll called him to come on.
Would you ever come on, Brian? Get out of that shop.
There was absolutely no hurry on him. Yeah, there you go. That was mine and Carrie McCross. That's Brian O'Driscoll. You would never turn against Brian O'Driscoll. He's just genuinely down-to-earth, nice guy. Okay, here's another. Oh, this is a good one. Colm, I'm at work, so I can't take the call, unfortunately. I met an idol of mine a few years ago in Texas at a gun show. Okay. R.L. Ermey. He was the one that played the gunny in Full Metal Jacket and a former real-life Marine himself, right? You address him as Gunny, an absolute gentleman and exactly the same in real life as he's in the film. I'm a member of the Defence Forces here as well, so it's a real treat. Outstanding individual. Okay, so that's when you don't turn on idols. That's when idols prove that they're pretty good people. But when did you turn against your idol? And why? 1850 715 922 or text us at 51552. I heard this guy can be a bit narky as well. Justin Timberlake. I've heard a couple of stories where you do the greet and meet, and the meet and greet, and people have been, had to stand there for maybe an hour or 2 hours in a room before he comes along, and then you're told not to take eye contact with him or to talk to him. There was a couple of incidents. Well, I suppose these guys get tired as well, don't they? All right, it is the Colm Hay Show. It's 2FM with Justin Timberlake. Now, has anyone met Justin Timberlake? I heard one story once, as I was saying just before that, about him, that he was a little bit cranky. He might have been tired. But sometimes it's the handlers and their managers, and they actually make them completely different than they really are. Like, take no eye contact. Apparently it's the same with Tom Cruise. You're not allowed to any eye contact. I wouldn't be able to take any eye contact with Tom Cruise anyway, unless I was on my knees. Colin, how are you?
How are you, Colin? How are you, sir?
Not too bad at all. Who was this?
Noel Gallagher.
Now, Noel is the nicer of the brothers, isn't he?
Well, I thought he was. Being a big Oasis fan for many years myself. My 16-year-old, who's a Manchester City fan, as everybody knows, the Gallagher brothers are Manchester City supporters. Yeah. But last year's cup final, my wife and my 16-year-old managed to get two tickets, so over they went. And you being a United fan, I'm sure you rejoiced at the fact that they were beaten by Wigan.
Yes.
But, they
why
were
didn't you go?
Why didn't I go? Because I follow Leeds. Why are you laughing at?
Because at least you got an opportunity to go to Wembley. You're not going to with Leeds.
Oh, no.
Anyway, we'll see. Go on.
So my wife, my 16-year-old son, they were in a restaurant later on in London.
Yeah.
The young lad still had his jersey on, and in came Noel Gallagher.
Oh, very good.
He noticed, my 16-year-old, who's an Oasis fan himself, noticed him and sort of, oh, I'd love to say hello, to get a photograph. And the boy said, look, wait till he's going. So as he was leaving, my son politely went over and said, Noel, any chance of a quick photograph? To which he said, no way. And out the door he went, jumped into a taxi and was gone. Extremely rude.
Just no way. Like, I mean, it wasn't like there was a queue of people or anything.
No. Just any, because my son is actually quite gentle.
Yeah.
He just any chance of a quick photograph. Yeah. And he says, no way. And out the door he went into a taxi. Which was sour, considering it was obvious that the young lad had been at the match. And it was such a shock to be beaten by Wigan in the first place.
You would have imagined the first thing you know would have turned around and gone, oh, the jersey, we at the game. Yeah, absolutely. It was brilliant.
He wasn't looking for him to have a big conversation, but he thought he might have been a little bit pleasant, but no, this fella just didn't want to know. The young fella was really, really disappointed now. He just felt, because he plays the music, like What's the Story, Morning Glory, the album that's probably most played in our car.
Still.
But, it hasn't got an airing since.
And did your son burn his Man City jersey?
Now, Colm.
That was your chance.
I do recall 4-1 already this season. That's without going to Old Trafford. I can't quite remember the result in Old Trafford last year.
My last memory of it is 5-0 last night against Bayer Leverkusen.
That's a good answer. But
City went 4-2 last night as well, didn't they?
They did. And Leeds were playing in the Vauxhall Opals League, I think.
Are Leeds involved in any of this price fixing? It said one of the really lower league teams.
That's very, very hard.
Colin, good talking to you.
Thanks, see you now.
Bye-bye. Actually, I was just thinking, like, if the Gallagher brothers, especially if Liam was nice to you, you'd probably be disappointed, wouldn't you? Like, if Liam actually came in and gave you a little bit of a cuddle and you look at you, come on, let's get some pictures together. Oh, I'll buy you dinner, don't you worry about that. Another bottle of wine, that's fine. Yeah, we'll all sing together. And you'd look at him going, God, I'm really disappointed. I thought you'd be rude and you're nice. What do you expect? Trish, how are you?
Hiya, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all, Trish. Who is this now we're talking about?
Ronan Keating.
Ronan Keating's a lovely man.
That's what I thought, though. Look, it could have been a bad day, but still.
Ronan Keating's never had a bad day. What happened?
Well, we were in a restaurant there a few years ago now.
Yeah.
And we were having a meal, and we'd heard he was in the building, you know. And you know yourself, you hear a celebrity or whoever's in the building, you're like, where is he? But he was tucked away, obviously. So the hubby went off to the loo.
Yeah.
Go to the toilet, obviously.
Well, no, we understand what happens when you go to the toilet. It's great that you had to explain that. He went to the loo to do his toilets, as opposed to what?
And so he comes back a short while later with a face on him, and we were like, what's wrong? what's wrong there? Bloody Ronan Keating. And they're like, what happened? He says, I held the door open for him, big smile and like, you know, charming, he says, and he just walked right by me, didn't even look at me. Bloody cheek of him. I don't like him anymore.
Maybe he was bursting.
He was proud. I know. It's just, I think it was the fact that, you know, my hubby's quite a gentleman, you know, and he just expects a little thanks and a nod. And because, of course, it was a celebrity, so that makes it worse, doesn't it? So
nothing at all, not even at all. Thanks very much. Thanks very much,
no, Dad. No, I'm worse, I have to run in and... No, I'm worse. God-given right, you know, to have the doors open for him, like...
Jeez, my bells are like a roller coaster. Gotta go. All right, okay. Well, there you go. Ronan Keating, if you're listening, for God's sake, if somebody opens the door for you to go to the toilet, please.
Yeah, Ronan, God.
All right, Trish, good call. Thanks.
You take care.
Take care of yourself. Turning against your idol because you just didn't say thank you when you held the door. Holding the door of the toilet is a big thing. Now, I don't believe this story, right? But here's somebody's texted in saying, please take this with a pinch of salt, because they're giving it about Daniel O'Donnell. I can't imagine him ever being rude, ever, is an entire life. I wasn't a fan particularly, but Daniel O'Donnell is one of the rudest people I ever met. Even the first sentence, it just, you know, this person wouldn't take the call, would they not? Okay, yeah. I was working as a receptionist in a doctor's office where he was getting a cosmetic treatment. Ah, stop. He turned up with no appointment and demanded to see the doctor who wasn't there and actually used the phrase, do you know who I am? It turns my stomach to see him now. No, I don't believe that. Firstly, nobody turns up unannounced for cosmetic treatment going, I demand to see the doctor, I want a new nose now. And I mean now. So you just don't do that. So I don't think that's Daniel O'Donnell. I think that's Dermot O'Donnell, which is sort of Daniel's nemesis that goes around. This is, again, we can't say that these actually happened and these are for real. These are just stories coming in from people. Maybe people have a grudge against some, so we don't want to get into defamation or libel. So as we're saying, take all of this with a pinch of salt. Because my daughter was a big Brian McFadden fan when he was in Westlife. That was until she met him on her 16th birthday and he told her to off when she spoke to him. Again, please, look, I'm not... Brian, you know, just take it with a pinch of salt, will you? Because we don't know whether you actually did say that. No. No. Gay Byrne. No. My hubby met Gay Byrne in Crow Park when he was 8 and asked for his autograph. Gay put his hand up and said, No. I'm just here to watch the match. My hubby doesn't like him now. I can't imagine. Somebody's out there just thinking, let's get the really nicest people in the entire world. And then next you'll be saying Nigella Lawson has been snorting coke or something, for God's sake. Last one. I turned on my idol, George Michael, when he was involved in a lewd act. Now, Pauline, how are you?
Hi, Colin, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Now, who's this we're talking about?
Graham Norton.
Graham Norton.
Yeah, my son would have been a good fan of his. You know, he liked watching his shows and stuff like that. And one summer there, about maybe 2 years ago, we were blowing our vets and we were bringing our dog out. And he had one of these, funny collars.
Yeah.
Stop him scratching his head and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And Steve, you know, he opened the door and the next thing, this man was in front of us and Stephen went, oh, hello, you know. Mm. And... my dog went straight for his Labradoodle and some other dog that he had, and I pulled the dog back and I said, I'm sorry, like that, and he went, oh, and he just walked in past us. And coming up in the car, you know, my son kept saying, he didn't even say hello, Mom. He didn't even say hello. We did nothing. You know, and I think where children are concerned, you know, these people should just stop and think.
Yeah.
You know.
So how does your son watch him anymore now on television?
No, not really.
That turned him completely.
Yeah, you know, he'd sit there occasionally and go, look, that's him. Look at him, he said. And he wouldn't even say hello to us, Mom. Yeah, no, he wouldn't. Yeah. So, you know, it flicked the channel in, like, why bother looking at him, you know? And it's just, these guys don't stop and think at all. You know, these kids are the future. Them that watch the programs most of the time. They're flicking channels.
His dog was okay, and your dog was okay, and everything was okay.
Everything was fine. Put it this way, you know, we live in a countryside. You know, dogs kind of go, woo-woo, you know, at one another sort of thing. So, I mean... my dog was on a leash. His dog was on a leash. Mm. You know, I had the dog in control. The minute you open the door and a dog sees a dog, it's... Phew, yeah. You know?
God, I would have never put Graham Norton down as a cranky man.
Well, you know, I was shocked. I really was. You know, I mean, I wouldn't watch him personally myself, but the kids do, so, you know.
No, I love him, but I don't think I'll flick over now. After the toy show, I don't think I will.
No, we're all going to watch the toy show tomorrow night. I mean, Ryan has us primed all week, so we'll have to sit there and watch him.
Ryan is the least rudest man in the entire world, and I've seen him, and actually, he's so you can be sure that if that happened, Ryan Turbidy would not be like that, but there's Graham Norton. There's,
we have to find Ryan's vet, won't we, and take our dog there then instead and get surprised someday.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Pauline, good talking to you.
Okay, take care of yourself.
See you. Bye. Bye. When you turn against your idol, Stephen Harland, who are you turning against? What idol was it?
How are you, Colin?
Not too bad.
What?
Who was it?
Well, it was... you're going to kill me.
Why? Is it somebody I know?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Who?
It was in Dunbrody House last year.
Oh, I like that place, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I was seeing this guy in the restaurant.
Yeah.
People were saying, oh, yeah. The service was a bit slow because this guy was
getting all the best service. All the
all the attention was being given to this guy, you know. Yeah. So that's grand. I went retired into the retired into the lounge.
Yeah.
And this person then came out, then went sat beside us, then moved over somewhere else, then went outside for the smoke. So I went to the toilet, came back out, held the toilet open for this guy.
Yeah.
And he didn't even say thanks very much.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind. I spoke to him a few times. I spoke to him before on the radio about aliens.
All right. Who? I love aliens. Who is this guy?
It was you, Colin.
What?
It was you.
Really? I never get good attention down in Dunbrody House because I usually have to go into the kitchen and chase Kevin Dundon around.
Yeah, well, you were at
the... Was I on the way in? Was I on the way into the toilet or on the way out?
No. On the way in, I said, how's it going? You never even said a word and left the door open for you.
I apologise. Was there drink taken, Stephen?
I have no idea. Well, there was from me, all right. Nice couple of glasses of wine, all right, you know. We were there for the weekend as well.
Yeah. God, I was there. Yeah. I was there with my wife, wasn't I?
You were there with your wife, so that's right. Yeah.
Well, I do. I sincerely apologise because I'd have to say I'm not a particularly rude person.
Your colleagues answering the calls got a great crack out of it anyway, you know.
And listen, do you think I was getting better service?
Oh, no, it wasn't that. No, one of the girls is saying Colin Hayes is in here, so we're in a bit awe here type of thing, you know.
Oh, brilliant. that's the part of the phone call I like. I don't usually get that sort of service.
There you go now.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you ever see me again, I will watch you through the evening, and every time you go to the toilet, I'll be your toilet door holder, okay?
No, thanks. No, you might have a hit record after that then.
Okay, let's go out. Let's go inside.
Cheers.
Good luck, Stephen. See ya. 2FM. All right. Okay. Oh yeah, isn't it, Claire? This is from Claire. Thank you, Claire. Just to defend you, Colm, I met you in Curry's PC World. Where in the world? In Carrick Mines. And when I said hi, Colm, you said hi, and you were very friendly. Thank you, Claire. You need to be careful out there, don't you? Natalie, how are you?
Hello. Hi.
Who did you meet?
I met Sean Penn.
Sean Penn, where were you?
I was in the Bellagio in Vegas.
The Bellagio, is that a hotel?
Yes, it's okay. A quite famous one in Vegas.
Okay.
And he was with his wife, Penn, her name was...
Is it Robin Wright? Penn. Robin Wright Penn,
that's
yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a son with them anyway, maybe a daughter, I don't know if it was two boys or a girl and a boy. Mm. But a bunch of tourists from the Midwest came barging through and was like, oh, Sean Penn, and they wanted to get a picture taken with him. And they pushed against one of his sons.
Yeah.
And he went nuts on them.
Really?
He called them every name under the sun, and he went ballistic.
Okay. And did he, was there any violence? Was he kicking her or anything?
Oh,
he's a bit of a hothead.
Like body language and pacing and walking around them and how dare you and intruding upon us and you fast blah, blah, blahs from really mean, mean. And his wife tried to calm him down.
Yeah,
like, sweetheart, you know, come on now. And then they marched off through the crowd because a lot of people kind of stood around then once they saw the commotion.
Of course they did.
And we decided to follow them. I was with my husband and my sister and her husband from a distance. And they went, there's a big strip off the Bellagio.
Mm.
And his wife went into one of the shops, I'd say, to get away from him because he kept going on and on. And he stood outside with the kids, pacing back and over and still going nuts. about the whole incident.
He is. I mean, there are many stories about Sean Penn over the years. Didn't he box a photographer as well? I think there was an incident where...
He had an awful temper, yeah.
Yes.
But he wasn't approachable at all. And, like, you know, you wouldn't spot him straight away, but once you actually realised it was him, it was very much like him. Because he's not... at all tall. He was only about 5'6". He wasn't tall.
Yeah, and it's his acting that's really good, as opposed to he's not outstanding himself in physical features, you know?
No, he's very nondescript. But they happened to spot him. And you'd often see people like that in the Bellagio, and I lived in America for years, and I often met famous people.
And so that was the worst experience?
Well, that was the only time I ever saw anyone go nuts like that.
Okay, so there's a little warning. Keep a wide berth, everybody. If you see Sean Penn, keep a wide berth. Natalie, thanks for the call.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself. I want to read this out. Colm, please read this out. I'm so annoyed with that person complaining about Jedward. My daughter Chloe is a fan of Jedward. Yes, they've gone VIP at Dublin Airport, but only if they were rushed, running out of time, or not well. Most times they're wonderful and go out of their way to talk to it and get pictures with fans. They are the friendliest, sweetest guys you could ever meet, and appreciate every one of their fans. Thank you. Colm, I was at a wrestling event in White's Hotel Wexford a few years ago with my brother. There was a meet and greet with wrestlers including Bret the Hitman Hart, Sabu, and 90s wrestler Tatanka. And he was not very nice, to say the least. He wouldn't look to anyone or look at them unless a tenner was paid. What? At one stage, he spotted a man with his son holding a camera and shouted, "Hey, €10, buddy, right now." Phil, €10 for a picture. Okay, here's another one. Again, we have to check all of these. Many years ago, I was working in a restaurant during my college days. One day, Pat Dolan came in with a few others from St. Pat's, including Brian Kerr, and sat in my section. I was serving them and having a good laugh with them, but Pat was the butt of their jokes, so he turned to me and he said, in his action, "What the f*** are you laughing at?" Real serious. In his defense, he came up to me afterwards, tipped really well, and apologized. I've met him a few times since, and he's pretty sound. I'd say now, Big Pa, when he effed at you, you jump, don't you? I was working in a hotel before when Michael Noonan was leader of Fine Gael. I brought his bags to his room. He didn't even say thanks. God, Michael Noonan, come on. I'll do one more here now. Colm, I met Kelsey Grammer, of course, who is Fraser. I met Kelsey Grammer in New York about 4 weeks ago. All right. I was in a restaurant with my sons, and his wife and my granddaughter wanted to go to the bathroom. We were passing a table, and there was a man and a woman and a baby sitting there. My daughter went over to say hi to the baby, and the man who was there turned out to be Kelsey Grammer. The restaurant staff had tried to clear me away very rudely from the table, and Kelsey said, "Excuse me, I'm talking to this lady." So he was an extremely lovely man, even though the staff were trying to move him away. Oh, okay, well, that's good. It's nice to just throw in a nice story about one of those guys. When you hear about Michael Noonan, huh? And Sean Penn.